Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we ask you to pray for us. Pray that the Lord's message will spread rapidly and be honoured wherever it goes, just as it was when it came to you. As Paul brings this letter to a close, we see into his heart. He asks the Thessalonians to pray for him. He could go into some detail about his specific needs, but he doesn't. He immediately invites prayer that the Lord's message will spread rapidly. A literal translation of the Greek would be that the word of the Lord may run. Because Paul so often used athletic imagery, he was almost certainly trying to convey that the good news should be spread quickly and effectively. He longed for the message to be respected and accepted by as many people as possible. That's what happened when he'd visited Thessalonica. He was eager that it should happen in the same way in the much tougher context of Corinth, from which he was writing this letter. I believe that we need to be praying today with a new urgency, that the word of the Lord may run. It's all too easy for us to accept our multi-religious society and to lose our passion for sharing the good news of Jesus. We're called to show grace and generosity to people of other religions. It's good that we get to know them and befriend them and embrace opportunities for working alongside them. However, we are also called, out of our love for them, to be faithful to our Lord who came to die on a cross so that they might experience his forgiveness and new life. When we pray for one another, we should keep the focus on the spreading of the good news. Let's pray that we will all become more urgent in our evangelism and increasingly eager to see the word of the Lord run throughout our society. So let me ask you a question. What do you find the biggest challenges to sharing your faith with others? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we ask you to give us a renewed determination to share your good news with those whom we meet each day. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.